This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Yes, yes, it is that time of the week. It is the Tuesday Roundup. Doc Brown is away again this week and he's off superstarring it with Ricky Gervais, making a film or doing something wild like that. But I'm very, very excited because pretty much I've just been told that I've got a mystery co-host today. So it's going to be a little bit of a blind date situation coming up very, very shortly. So I'm really pumped to find out who it is because at the moment I've got no idea. I really don't know who it is at all. But we've got tons of stuff coming up on the show today. Going to be chatting just after 5 p.m. to an amazing comedian. Of course, you'll have heard of him, Jason Byrne. He's an incredible Irish comedian. Touring again, 20 years in the game, holding it down on everything, radio, TV, stand-up, all of it. You think of it, he's done it pretty much. So, yeah, he's not too far away. And heaps more stuff coming up on the show as well. Going to kick off with a shout-out to my man, Last Skeptic, who was joining us as special co-host last weekend. This is his track Tomorrow. It's featuring Dream McLean and Matt Wills, and he's just dropped the video clip for it, so please go and check it out. It is very, 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 very good indeed. So you're going to find out very shortly who is my co-host for today. It's Last Skeptic. And, yeah, as I said, new video clip is out. Go and check it out online right now. Oh, and, okay, it's FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you. Doc Brown is away today. So we've got a filling co-host. Going to find out who it is pretty much. Pretty much excited about this. This is like a blind date, essentially going on a blind date with a new co-host today. Oh, my God, are we going to pick each other? There's so many questions. Just don't know anything. All right, so we do have a special surprise co-host in the studio right now. First things first, start off with radio host number one. There's only one, by the way. There's not actually two or three or four. There's one. Radio host number one. So what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Ian Hugh, and I'm from Edinburgh, Scotland.
Oh, amazing! Oh, God, you sound so dreamy. He sounds so dreamy. Whoever the co-host is, I don't know who co-host is. All right. Question for radio host number one. Okay, when you're out walking in the park, do you find it cuter to see a baby in a pram or a puppy running around being all cute? What's cuter?
A puppy every time, and by the end of this radio show, I'll be giving you the puppy eyes.
He's good!
Pretty happy with that.
He's got one button open, mate. One button open. Okay. Question number two for a radio host. If you were going to host a radio show, what would be the first thing that you would want to talk about?
I would want to talk about how wonderful Hugh Joseph is, everyone.
That was on my list, talking about me. That would be... He's good.
I like talking about you,
man. He is really, really good. All right. Third and last question to find out, do we want to do a radio show together? Ale or lager, Ian? What are you going to drink at the pub?
I'm being really honest, man, I've always wanted to get into ale, and I don't mind an ale, but whenever I'm drinking an ale, I do wish it was a lager.
Mm.
I want to be an ale guy, but I like my Peroni, man.
Really? Yeah. Is this more of an Edinburgh thing, or is it just personal taste?
Like, I used to live in Manchester, they're all about ales.
Really?
Scotland, they like an ale.
Yeah.
But I can't break the barrier. No, when you're, like, younger... And you're like trying to get into beer and you're pretending to your friends you like it.
Yeah.
You sort of think it sucks.
Oh.
That's how I feel about ale a little bit. Like I want to drink something called like Skeleton's Foot or something cool like that.
Oh, right,
and
yeah.
Then I just get a lager.
Oh, no.
Lager. Has that ruined it?
I don't know.
Have
to have a bit of a think, I guess. I don't know. Maybe radio host number one or number two. I really like two at a time. I reckon it's going to go with Ian. It's Ian Sterling,
yeah.
By the way. Yeah.
I also realised said my name at the very beginning and sort of ruined that.
Well, you just say Ian. It could have been any Ian.
Could have been any Ian.
How are you, mate? You doing all right?
I'm good, man. I got stuck in traffic getting here, but I'm here now and
I'm
feeling good.
You made it. You made it on time. You're
We're
doing
all right,
fine,
wasn't
mate.
It? We're here on time. No, I shouldn't have mentioned it. No one would have known.
No one would have known anything at all. Don't
and
worry,
they
mate.
Might cut me some slack.
No. How are you, mate? It's great to have you feeling filling in for Doc today. It's a real pleasure. You been okay?
Yeah, been good, man. Been like busy, but it's back in my flat, back in London, chilling out.
Nice.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else has been happening apart from just moving into your flat?
Again, been up and down. I was on it, man. I done Mastermind last week.
Did ya? How was that? How was that?
It was so scary. Yeah.
It looks terrifying.
I didn't come last. That was like my main aim.
Yeah.
So I didn't come last, and I done all right, man.
Yeah. What were some of the questions? What was going
on? Well, my specialist topic was the films of Robin Williams.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, but they asked dead easy questions. I think I studied too much.
Did they? Like what? What was
like, who was it? What blue character did he play in Aladdin?
Oh, right.
I'm like, dude, I've learned this. I've learned who wrote the soundtrack. What is this? I nearly kicked off. There was some, but the general knowledge was impossible, man.
Really? Like what?
Oh, I can't even remember the question.
That's how tough they were.
What is it? What capital? Florence is the capital of what popular Spanish tourist? Tourist destination. Florence is like the main place in what British tourist destination? Tuscany.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought it was like even answered the question.
I just thought they all went to Magaluf. I didn't think there was any other Spanish.
It's so funny you say that, man. Yeah, I got Magaluf in my head. I was like, I can't say Magaluf on BBC One.
Nah. Yeah.
I've not been to Magaluf in years. No. I don't think they drink ale in Magaluf, man.
No, they don't. You don't want to go there, mate.
I went last year, like far too old to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was filming a thing out there and then we went like, we were in like some place near there and then it was like £7 and I kept to Magaluf. Like, wow, how bad can it be?
It can be bad.
I was just drinking fish bowls of like just children, man. It's weird.
when I went to Palma, because that's where Magaluf is.
Yeah, that's where I was, Palma.
So I was at the airport. I stayed well away from there. I was just seeing some friends actually like in Palma. I didn't even go to near Magaluf at all. But when I was at the airport, there was some real like, you know, real British kind of what you'd expect.
Such a weird dichotomy in it. It's basically young children who want to get hammered and then old people.
Yeah.
No, it's like the evolution of man, but they've forgotten the middle three monkeys.
Man, it was so brilliant. I'm literally like in line waiting to board my flight, and there's this girl in front of me. I don't know, a English girl. I don't know, early 20s, something like that. She's on the phone to her dad, pretty much crying, going like, "Dad, they arrested me. I didn't do anything. I was just there. We were just, you know, we're having a few drinks and chilling out. They put me on the ground. They locked me up for hours, and it was just like, Dad, it was so horrible." And I was like, "Oh, the poor thing." And she got off the phone and was laughing to her mates, going, "Nah, I spat on a cop." Like, you know, I was so pissed. I spat on a cop. I don't even remember. I woke up the next day, didn't even know where I was.
Magaluf. What is my sister like?
I know, she is wild.
She's a crazy lass.
Hey, I'm talking about wild people. Jason Byrne's going to be joining us just after 5:10.
He's incredible, man.
The king.
Improv king, man.
Yeah, 100%.
He does some wacky stuff. They watch him on YouTube, like dressing up in weird trousers and like, does like galas and like thousands of people and just like does the hula hoop for no reason. It's
amazing.
Great.
No, I love him. So I was just thinking as well that you're Scottish, he's Irish.
Yeah.
I'm Welsh but grew up in Australia. So this is the first time.
That is a weird Welsh accent.
I know, it's a very weird accent. But have you really heard deep Welsh accent?
Nah, man.
Sounds like this, right?
Really? It's Melbourne-y.
But this is the first time on the show we've ever not had anyone English at all.
That's the way it should be, mate.
Well, I think it's going to be from now on.
Finally, my political views are being represented in radio.
It certainly is. Hey, coming up next, we're going to kick it off with No They Didn't, as we always do for this part of the show. It's our young friends we had on the Friday show, Young Sierra. With their tune Overtime on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. You're on FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you and joined by special co-host, comedian, TV presenter, all-round nice guy, Ian Sterling.
Yeah, because Doc Brown was not available.
Doc Brown. But we could think of no finer choice, my friend.
Mate, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
No, not at all. So, look, we need to get into this. Each week, there's always something happening around the world that just we cannot believe.
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Yo, yo, yo. Oh, no, you didn't.
That's right. No, you didn't. Now, this is a pretty, this one's close to my heart, Ian Sterling.
This is hard hitting, man.
So, look, first things first. I mean, shit, let's look at this. Like, asbestos.
Bad.
Cigarettes.
Bad.
Bacon.
Bad, I'm a vegetarian.
I'm a vegetarian too.
Bad.
Recent, but all cancer, carcinogenic.
Yeah, carcinogenic, get out of here.
The latest one, wait for it, guess what?